The Ride Home Rants podcast is brought to you by Reaper Apparel Company. Reaper Apparel offers a casual line of superb fit, finish, and comfort. We design for those who refuse to die slowly and choose to live untamed. For those who aren't afraid to face the dark, for the ones that thrive in it, and for those who can appreciate life through a grim lens. That's Reaper Apparel Company. Go to the link in the description of this episode. Use the promo code MikeBono and get 10% off. Also, the Ride Home Rants podcast is brought to you by my own personal merch store, the Stupid Should Hurt merch store. I have hats, I have t-shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs, water bottles, notebooks, you name it, I've got it. The description and the link for that will be in the description of this episode. Also, right now, if you use the promo code WELCOME, I will give you 5% off of your first purchase. That's the Stupid Should Hurt merch store. Also, the Ride Home Rants podcast is brought to you by Tactical Brotherhood, all-American-made apparel, which helps support the Second Amendment. You can also find all this in the description of this episode with the link, Tactical Brotherhood. Part of every proceed does go to helping veterans, as it is a very good cause. All American-made products made right here in Minnesota. Go and check them out. Use the promo code PATRIOT15 to get 15% off your purchase. Now, let's start the show. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Ride Home Rants podcast. This is, as always, your host, Mike Bono. I have a great episode for us this week, but first and foremost, the Ride Home Rants podcast is brought to you by my own personal merch store, the Stupid Should Hurt merch store. I have hats, as you can see here. I have t-shirts, book bags, coffee mugs. I got hoodies for this great fall weather that we're coming into and getting you prepared for football Friday night. If you use the promo code WELCOME, you will get 5% off your first purchase. The link for that will be in the description of this episode, so go there, click on it, check it out. Again, Stupid Should Hurt merch store, promo code WELCOME to get 5% off your first purchase. And that being said, I have a great guest for us today. He works for former guests of the show on Melodic Live and with Austin Melodic. He does sports broadcasting and a bunch of other things. Too many things for me to name out here all at once. We're just going to get right into it. Bob Gavalier joins the show. Bob, thanks for joining, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, not a problem. So let's get kind of right into it here. You worked for Melodic Live and with Austin Melodic. So take me through a little bit of what you do with him.
Yeah, him and I, we got together about 4 or 5 years ago when he started up. And he wanted me to do some – I do high school football for the radio station 1390 AM. And he asked me if I'd come on and be the high school football analyst. And he can't call me an expert. I said, I don't know if I'll be an expert, but I'll try to do my best. But so we go on and we get on. It started just Friday – actually Thursdays it just started previewing the Friday games. Now we're doing a little bit different. We go to the stadiums and do a live version of the previews of all the games. And then Saturday morning, we recap. And now he started doing some Sunday things where we talk about the pros and stuff like that. So we're doing like Friday, Saturday, Sunday now, 3 days a week, just getting it going and just talking about football, the sport we love so much. And there's so much going on, especially the area from Mahoning, Trumbull, Columbiana County. We have so much good football played here. It's very good, and we're just excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, I've been keeping up with Melodic Live and, you know, seeing him on social media posting all the power rankings, and it seems like it changes every week. I mean, it's just that area just seems to be a powerhouse for high school football, and it's insane to me. I came from an area, I mean, I'm originally from West Virginia, played at Brook High School. But right across the river, our big rival, Steubenville Big Red, you know, I came from that powerhouse where it's like, all right, don't even need to see the rankings. Steubenville's in first. We don't know. But seeing that now, there's a lot of changing, it seems like, this year. Did you guys kind of expect that with that area?
I think in the beginning we thought of the teams that were going to be good, and there's some teams that have kind of surprised us a little bit. There's some couple teams like a Cheney Cowboys who kind of came out of nowhere. We knew Fitch was going to be good, but we didn't think they'd be this good this year. They lost their quarterback. He went to Virginia. They lost like three or four guys and went to Division I schools, so we thought that they'd be down a little bit. But, I mean, they kind of replaced him with two good running backs and a quarterback. We knew Urson was going to be good. We just didn't know that they would be this good because they lost a lot of guys. I mean, their quarterback, actually, the funny thing, their quarterback is at Central Florida playing baseball. He's a very good baseball pitcher. They lost their receiver. They lost some linebackers. But they brought some guys back that's helped them out. So there's a couple other teams. Canfield, we thought they'd be down a little bit, but Brock Lowry has got them playing really well. And so there's a lot of teams that kind of surprised us. And then, of course, Austin's a big Louisville fan, and they've been playing really well this year with Vinny Ballone. And we got to see them. I know I do games with Jim Evans, and that was the one thing when we were scheduling games. I said, man, we got to see this kid. He's been here 4 years. We have not seen him. You know, he played his freshman year, then the COVID, two COVID years. So we went and seen him play this year. We were really impressed with him. And just like last week, he had 9 touchdowns against Jacksonville, and was a tied a state record. And it was just amazing. You don't usually see that in a kid, especially that lower division. And so it's just impressive to see him just playing and growing into it from a freshman year to now as a senior year.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people from Louisville on. I was expecting big things from them. I did not expect that. I saw that, and I was like, that's got to be a typo, right? 9 touchdowns? Like, no. Wow. So other than Melodic Live, what else do you do? I know you kind of mentioned the radio station. What do you do there for the radio station?
Yeah, the radio station I work for, it's 139. It's called 139 of the Gambler, actually. And it's the main gist of that is they have a lot of – and this is how far we've come in the world. Is all about – they talk about betting on sports. The whole station is talking about betting on sports the whole day. But then we do our high school football. I do it as a friend of mine is Jim Evans. We've been doing it for like 10 years now. I started back in high school. That's how far I've been doing this. In 1984, 85, our high school, Struthers High School, had a radio station. So I started there, went to Kent, did some games there, and then came home. And this is my third station I've been on. This is 1390. It's iHeart, owned by iHeart. And we just get together. Him and I, we put a schedule together. We turn it in. They try to, you know, they start, you know, scheduling the commercials and all that stuff. They do all that for us. But we get together with a schedule. We call the ADs. We call the coaches. This week we have Niles and Poland, which would be a good matchup. These teams are a little down this year, but it's always a good rivalry game to play. And I'm excited about it. The next couple of weeks, we just did a great game last week, Canfield and Cheney. Cheney won 16-13 over Canfield. Just a great physical football game, just a real good game. And it was a shame that one of the, you know, it's always, you hate to see one of the teams lose, but Cheney just got the better of them. They ran a pick six back to win the game. And that was just one of the things where the defense was definitely dominating that game.
That seems to be the trend this year, even in the NFL, like just defense dominating games or no defense at all and just a shootout to the end. Like there's no gray area. It's either a defensive battle where it's all field goals to win the game, where a pick six wins the game, or no defense, and we're looking at 31-30, you know, at the end of the game with the Jets and everything like that. I hate to bring it up, but, you know, I'm not a Browns fan, but I like to see the Jets win when they can. You know what I mean? Like, it's tough to be like, how bad can they be every year? It's like me, I grew up in the Pittsburgh area, and I root for the Pirates. But you know what I mean? It's like, how can they just win a couple? Like, can we be 500? I don't even need to make the playoffs. Can we just be 500? And like, let's start there and build from there. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm a big Miami Dolphins fan, so I hate the Jets. So.
Okay.
Yes, but I was actually at that Browns game. I have good friends that get tickets, so they had me come up. And we were just in awe of just watching that debacle, how just the Browns just let that go. And it was just amazing to see it and live. And you're thinking, okay, they give it that long touchdown right away. And I'm thinking, man, doesn't sound good for them. And then they get the onside kick and they go right down and score. And it was just the whole stadium was just quiet. It was just they were all excited when they went up 2 scores. And in fact, a lot of people started leaving. And I'm thinking, you can't leave a Browns game like that. to let the Jets come back like that, that's kind of embarrassing because I know the Jets have struggled. And Miami was right down there with them, but they're playing. They got things together this year. They're looking pretty good. They beat a good Ravens team over the weekend. I was really happy with that one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still shocked at some of the games and how they're ending up, and just like Indianapolis not scoring at all, you know, and then tying the Texans their first, you know, the week one, and it was just, oh my God, you know, as a sports blogger myself, just on the side, it's like, I can't keep up with the craziness that is the NFL, and I can only imagine with the division that you're covering there in high school sports, what that's like. So what kind of is your background in sports in general? We heard the broadcasting a little bit. I believe you've had a little bit of youth coaching in there.
I've coached, I have two boys. They're 23 and 18 now, and I've coached them in baseball. That's about it. I think what I did get into the sport, you know, I got into sports in high school with the broadcasting. I never did anything else. I played baseball for a couple of years, wasn't very good. Tried out for the football team, got hit a couple times, said, I don't think I like this anymore. So I got into broadcasting, and I think what helped me get my knowledge more was just watching the game, learning about it. But then in college at Kent, I went to Kent State. I took some coaching classes, actually, as kind of like a minor in athletic coaching. And I think that's where I learned a lot. And then just from being with different people that I work with and just learning a lot of knowledge, I have a really good friend. His name's Chris Rice. We did a lot of games together. He played for YSU, was a good football player. And he taught me about, you know, some of the things about offensive and defensive line play that I really didn't think about. And just watching him and listening to him do the games. And then, you know, we'd go and have a couple of drinks after the game, and he'd explain some things to me. And I was just like, I'd learned a lot just from him listening to him. And then the vice versa is he said he learned me about how preparing for games and stuff like that. Cause I know a lot of times people think you just show up for a game and it's like, no, man, you gotta start like the week before. Sometimes, you know, I usually start Sunday, Monday, I'll get a hold of coaches. I'll try to get starters. I do my boards, you know, I have the stat sheet where I'll put all the names in the stat sheet. And then you actually Wednesday, Thursday, I call the coaches, see how they are injury wise. See what they're doing, what they, you know, how they're coming out of the last game. And so I try to pick their brains a little bit to see what's going on with them. And so just from, you know, the background wise, I really have no sports background, but just learning the last couple of years. And then, like I said, taking those coaching classes that helped. And the funny thing is I love doing football, but I've loved baseball is my favorite sport, actually, just because I know more about it. I played it. I've coached it, and I've known more about it. So I've done baseball in the past. I did a few Mahoning Valley Scrapper games a couple of years ago. I did some of those, but just right now, you know, football is the thing to do right now.
It really is. You know, as someone, I have a broadcasting degree from Bethany College in journalism. I know what it takes to get up ready for a game, because I can't tell you how many times, like, fraternity brothers and that were like, wait, why aren't you out, like, with us right now? It's Monday. Your game's yeah. not till Saturday. It's like, dude, you have no idea. I'm not just going to the stadium like, all right, let's wing this and see what we got here. Like, no, I'm – and I was the sports director there too. So it was, okay, I'm setting up my broadcaster with me. I'm setting up, making sure I have somebody on the sidelines. I'm getting information from the coaches, the starters, the stats, you know, how last week went. And I'm doing this as a sophomore in college with someone who really didn't have any type of idea that I wanted to get into broadcasting. I went in as a business major and realized that after the first economics class I had to take, like, this isn't for me. I can't do this. I like sports. I like talking about sports. So I refocused myself to sports broadcasting and everything like that. So I know what it takes to get ready for a game. And I've done a little bit of broadcast here and there back home at 106.3 The River, right out of college, and Clear Channel Wheeling. I worked for their four stations just as a producer, but 106.3, I was actually able to get my own spot on the air. given it was like 6 to 10 a.m., you know, it was the, not the most prime time spot on a Saturday morning, you know what I mean? Just in there by myself talking. It's like, I don't even know if anybody's awake right now on a Saturday after football Friday night, because I know town's shut down for football Friday nights, it seems like, anymore. And it's crazy to see. So that being said, I know you said baseball is the, you know, kind of your go-to. Which is your favorite high school, pro, or college level in baseball?
Oh, baseball. Baseball's got to be the high school level. I just like to see, even though, you know, they still make the mistakes, it's just the innocence there. They're not, you know, they're out there. They still know how to have a little bit of fun. The competition is still there. Going to baseball, I've seen a couple of college games. They get a little bit more serious. It's like, but I just like the youthness of the high school game, going to watch a game and the relaxed atmosphere that they have.
Yeah, I mean, I go to my local towns. It's Philo High School here in Duncan Falls, where I'm at right now, in Zanesville area. And, you know, because my son plays in the, he's in the junior high, and I still go to the high school games. I don't know why, but it's just like, all right, these kids are playing for something. You know what I mean? And I can see that enthusiasm in them. And it's like, I know I had that on Friday nights when I was playing ball back in high school. And it's still, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, reassuring to see in that, all right, these kids still, like, they're playing for something. Some of them want to go to college to play ball. Some have aspirations of going pro, you know, and you can see just the competitive level in them. And, you know, I got to agree, high school and even some college, because those guys are still kind of playing for something, but high school definitely takes the cake for me. Like, I don't even have a kid in the game. I just looked at that creepy old guy sitting in the stands, like, cheering for my high school.
I feel the same way going to see games and stuff. And what else do you look at is they still not have fun. You can still goof around a little bit. If you kind of look in the dugout, they're probably, you know, messing around a little bit, talking to each other. They're not like seriously watching into the game. They're still probably talking about what's going to go on after the game and stuff like that. So I think that's, one of the differences too, where you're college and pro, you're locked in on everything like that. But in high school, you can still, the guys that don't even play are there, you know, watching and looking around and just maybe checking out the girls in the stands and stuff like that too.
Oh, absolutely. I know that from experience. I wasn't a starter when I played. I was that backup, and I know what goes on the sidelines. It's not all rah-rah, let's go team. Every now and again, you're peeking over your shoulder like, all right, who's up in a couple rows there? Who's watching this? We got anybody looking? So, and it is fun. I know, you know, in that high school, you know, the youth sports and everything like that, it's supposed to be fun for the kids too as well. But I'm such a competitor at everything. I mean, that I've always said, well, winning's fun. Like, let's just go out and win.
Yeah, winning's a lot of fun.
Winning's a lot more fun than losing. So let's go out and try to win and have some fun with it. Like, regardless, I even know when I was playing, a buddy of mine, we were both kind of that backup role. Whether we were on the field or not, and if our team scored, we had a handshake like we scored, like the touchdown or anything like that. And it's like, you don't see that all the time if you're not actually looking for it. So I'm hoping somebody hears this and is like, all right, maybe I'm going to check out some of these backups on the sidelines. Like, they're still having fun while they're at it. And, God, it's so refreshing to see. And
then late in the games, you got the rally caps where you turn your cap inside out and stuff like that. You do stuff like that. But I know, well, for me, I got, even when I was 13, 14, wasn't that good. I got into scorekeeping, keeping the book. Uh-huh. And I know a lot of times I joke around that when I was 13 and 14, and in fact, the one year I made an all-star team, and then the coaches were complaining to the coach about it. He goes, well, he keeps score. That's why he's on the all-star team, because I got him to keep score for us. So it's like, but that was a nice won a couple tournaments. And then the one game he goes, hey, you want to go to play? I'm like, yeah, if you want me to. It's like, I'm enjoying just keeping score, watching the games and stuff like that back then. So I was just having fun doing that.
Oh, man, that's hysterical to me. Yeah, just, hey, you want to get, why don't you take a swing at it? Hey, good for you.
One time I didn't even have my shoes on. I wouldn't even put shoes on. Is that just like, I went, my flip-flops was sitting there to keep the score, and then I go, well, let me put my shoes on. And so it's like he started laughing. The coach was laughing about it. So.
Oh, that's great. Oh, so obviously with the broadcast and everything like that, you've probably visited a bunch of stadiums. Regardless if it's high school, pro, college, whatever it is, what is your favorite stadium that you've ever visited?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Big labia energy.
But if I eat a little cheese every day,
just keep it.
It's
on
like
the
I road. Have a tolerance.
Yeah, for cheese.
Good same job with cats.
Building up your tolerance.
Like if I pet a cat every day for the first week or two.
I thought you were going to say if I eat a cat a little bit every day, starting at the tail and just ate a little bit, then I'd be fine. But if I didn't eat a cat for 3 months.
I would totally start at the face. Why would you start at the tail?
If someone put a gun to my head and said, eat this cat.
I'm trying to think of
we're
an acceptable
still talking
scenario.
About a feline,
right? Oh, did you think I was talking about pussy?
Maybe. It could go there.
I don't want to eat a cat. I want to eat a pussy.
You know, as far as one of my favorites is Tom Benson at the Hall of Fame Stadium. We get to do a couple of championship games there, and that just place is just immaculate. It's just the way it's set up. Everything's so modern. It was amazing. The windows, usually, you know, you get in old rickety stadiums, you're pushing the windows. They have a little button, and it opens the windows up and stuff, so you can stick your crowd mic out. And just the atmosphere and everything. Some of the local stadiums, I mean, we play, a lot of teams play at YSU, Youngstown State, so that's a nice, they fixed up their press box. Poland High School has a really nice stadium. I've been at, of course, the Horseshoe is just a marvelous thing. I still think it's too high up there. If you ever have been all the way to the top of an Ohio State Stadium, it's far away down. And then of course I've been to the Brown Stadium, and then I go to Miami. Miami's a beautiful place to go to. I fly down there once a year to see a Miami game, and they really enhanced that stadium. Big screens all over the place. They have a lot of, they almost put like a semi dome on it. There's just a little opening like the old Cowboy Stadium used to be. And so, but, as far as everything I've seen so far, just Tom Benson really tops it off for me to just that stadium. And I can't believe Kent McKinley gets to play there every week as a high school football team. It's just amazing. And then, you know, we go down there. That's where they have the Ohio State Championships every year. So I've gotten lucky enough to go there the last couple of years and play down it and watch games from there.
Yeah, I've been to that stadium too. It's up there on my list of favorites. But I got to say, I've been to Raymond James Stadium. I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. And that stadium is just absolutely gorgeous. And I got to tell you, though, I sat across from the pirate ship, which is their luxury box, which still blows my mind. Like, that big pirate, that's their luxury boxes. Like, that is a pirate ship. It's phenomenal to me. Those cannons, when they go off, there's no joke. It's you can feel it in your chest from wherever you're at in that stadium. It is just an awesome atmosphere. And it's in Tampa, Florida. You can't really go wrong being in Tampa, Florida. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially, you know, like I said, I go down to Miami games in November, December. So it's like one of those where you're sitting in shorts and a t-shirt. And in December, you can't beat that. But yeah, I was going to ask you how loud those things are when those cannons go off. Those things got to be really loud.
Oh, my God.
When they fire them off.
Oh, my God. It was insane. It literally felt like you were being shot in the chest. You could feel it in your chest and just vibrates everything. I mean, given I was there, it was forever ago. It was my uncle got my dad and I tickets to the Steelers Cardinals Super Bowl, and you know we grew.
Oh, wow, holy God, Edmund!
Oh, crazy. I mean, it was crazy there as it was, but it being in that atmosphere, Super Bowl, and you know, in my favorite team stadium, watching a team that I grew up an hour away from that I always root for, just because there's no pro teams in West Virginia, so I had to pick. Somebody else, because Mountaineers only take me so far, and they hurt my soul every week. But you know, so being there and seeing that when those cannons went off, I mean, they even fired them off for every touchdown in that game, whether it was the Cardinals or the Steelers, and it was just phenomenal to see. You're never ready for it, and you're like, all right, there's a touchdown. It's coming, but it's still when that cannon goes off, it's like you actually feel like you got shot almost, because it shakes the whole stadium. It's phenomenal. It's the best experience I've had at a game in a long time. All right, so I got to ask you this because Fitty will kill me if I don't. You actually got to work the play-by-play for the Melodic Live All-Star basketball game. And Fitty actually said he had to hop on and help you out with it a little bit. I mean, take me through that. I gotta fact check him all the time sometimes with this stuff. So did he hop on? What happened there with that, with you and Fitty?
He did hop on. I don't know if he had to help me, but I was being one of those guys where you guys got to get some experience here. You got to get into the game here. And so I was more happy doing those, just being like a little color commentator and just telling what's going on and let them do some of the play-by-play. But yeah, I kind of was pushing it towards him a little bit. I was trying to save my voice because I think that was the second or third game we were doing there. So nah. I wanted to, hang out a little bit and just enjoy myself. And it's always good. I like to see the young kids. I'd rather see them. You know, I've been there, done that. You know, you guys need to get the experience now and get that going. And I just like, especially with the basketball game, just like that's easy for you to just talk a little bit and be a color guy and just watch the game and be able to watch these kids play. You know, especially when you get all these seniors together and they're having a good time and just playing almost like a pickup basketball game.
Yeah, I mean, all-star games is, with basketball, baseball, that's kind of what it always seems like to me. It's like, all right, this is just a pickup game in the backyard. Nobody's really out there trying to hurt themselves. Let's have some fun. Let's joke around with one another. We've seen each other all year. Let's just go out and have some fun and play. But, yeah, I love being the color commentator. That's always been my go-to. I've always been the color commentator every time I've broadcasted any game. And it's you, like you said, you get to sit and watch the game. That's the best part. You're sitting in the best seats in the house, and you get to watch the game.
You tell people what's going on.
But yeah, Fitty, the way he worded it, he's like, "Yeah, I had to come on, I had to help him out." And I was like,
"Well, I was struggling, huh?"
I was like, "Nah, like, are we talking about my man was struggling here or what?" He's like, "Just ask him. It'll be a great story." I was just like, "All right, I got to hear this story for sure. What's going on?"
Love. Well, if it'll make him feel better. Yeah, I was struggling. I was really, I was having trouble keeping up with the pace of the action. It'll make them feel better. I'll admit to that.
Hey, we're not trying to make them feel better. I'm just trying to fact check them here a little bit. That's
it'll boost his ego a little bit.
Oh, I don't think Fitty needs any boost to his ego at all. I love the man to death. I wish I had a third of his energy, though, sometimes. That's just
the guy, Austin's the guy, man. He is buzzing all over the place. That's the kid that I wish I had some of his energy. He's going all the time, going all over the place. And I give him credit. He does a great job doing the local sports here and keeping everybody abreast of what's going on.
Yeah. Once I interviewed Austin on the show here, I now know why him and Fitty are friends, because neither of them stopped. They just probably like ran into each other and just kept going the same direction and just kept pushing and kept talking. And just, it was great. I love both of them to death, Austin and Fitty. But Bob, we are running down near the end of the episode here. I do have to get this segment in here because it's a fun way I like to end the show here. And this is the Fast Fitty Five. Five random questions from the wonderful manager of the podcast, Johnny Fitty Falcone. And Bob, he doesn't send me he's not like a broadcaster. He doesn't send me these weeks in advance so I can, read through them. I got these an hour ago. Before we record, because I think he tries to make me laugh, because if anybody understands Fitty, you'll understand when I read the questions. They have nothing to do with what we've been talking about this entire time. So if you're ready.
I am all ready, yes.
All right. Question number one. Which city would you rather live in, Akron or Canton?
Probably Akron. I actually lived in Akron for a little while, so.
Okay. All right. Question two. He's obsessed with food this past couple of weeks. Is applesauce overrated or underrated?
Applesauce is underrated, I think. I could go. I just eat out of the jar sometimes. Oh, wow. Just get the spoon and just jar it out, man.
I'm not that obsessed with it.
It seems like it's healthy, too.
Yeah.
I keep in my mind it's healthy. It's a healthy snack.
Puts off that false healthy. I get it. I'm with it. I'm with it. Question number three. When is the appropriate time to start to decorate for fall?
For fall? I would say end of September. I think it's too, a lot of these people got the Halloween stuff up too early, man.
Oh, yeah. I have a neighbor who has this thing. It has to be a 10-foot skeleton in their yard already. It's like, we're not even...
I see guys that cut pumpkins up already, man. Those aren't going to last for Halloween.
Not even going to make it to October. No way. All right. Question number four. Which is better, Friday or Saturday night?
Friday night, definitely. Doing the football games, and then plus Saturday morning, you can sleep in a little bit.
Absolutely. All right. Last question here. Which is a better social media, Facebook or Twitter?
I would have to say, I guess Facebook, because I grew up with that. I guess Twitter's I'm a little bit older. I'm in my 50s still, and so Twitter's become a little different. I guess Facebook is more where I have regrouped with a lot of my friends from college and a lot of my friends that I've missed up. So I find that more of a, for me, in social media, especially posting football games, what I do on a Friday night and stuff more on Facebook.
All right. Well, that was the Fast Fitty Five. It's I don't know what...
I survived.
You survived. Those were kind of mild for him. I mean... I don't know what it is. The past couple of weeks, he's been obsessed with food questions. Like, and it's the weirdest food. Like, he asked someone if bananas were overrated or underrated. Like, I don't get it half the time. But it's like, it's a banana. Who's eating a banana that often? Like, but all right, Bob. I give every guest this opportunity at the end of the show. I'm going to give you about a minute. The floor is yours. Anything you want to promote, whether it's the radio station, Melodic Live, whatever you got going on, or if it's just a good message that you want to get out there, the floor is yours, my man.
Hey, first of all, thanks for having me. I appreciate you having me on here and as a guest. And I just, you know, if you're, everybody's out there, once again, I'm on 1390 AM. It's called The Gambler. Or if you go to iHeart.com, you can listen to the games on Friday night. Just download on your app on your phone, and we have a lot of good high school football games. Niles and Poland's this weekend. If you want to catch it, if you're at home, and even if you have an Alexa, just say, I want to listen to 13.9 of The Gamble. It'll pull it right up for you.
Oh, man, I wish I would have known that going through the rest of the season trying to keep up with all the people I've interviewed on this show. I now have a better way to keep up with everybody on this show.
That's right. There you go.
The Gambler.
I think as long as every radio station's adopted, you can just do that.
Yeah, that's definitely happening now for sure.
Yep.
But Bob, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. This was a lot of fun to talk to you. And that is going to do it for this week's episode of the Ride Home Rants podcast. As always, if you like the show, be a friend, tell a friend. If you didn't, tell them anyways. They might like it just because you didn't. That is going to do it for me, and I will see y'all next week. The Ride Home Rants podcast is brought to you by Dubby Energy. Energy drinks made for gamers, streamers, and podcasters alike. Go to the link in the description where you can find the best energy drinks out there. Less caffeine than a cup of coffee. Also, no jitters and no crash afterwards. Use the promo code MikeBono and get yourself 10% off. Also, the Ride Home Rants podcast is brought to you by my favorite sponsor of the show, and that is Shankit Golf. Golf apparel made for the everyday golfer. We might not go out and shoot a 6-under par. We're probably going to shoot a 6-over par. But this is going to give us the gear that's going to help us rock it on and off of the course. Go to the link in the bio. Use the promo code MikeBono and get yourself 10% off there as well.